Darren Fry, President and CEO of Water Street Solutions.
Darren, I know that you've been talking to a lot of producers about what they need to do to sharpen management because of the rising cost of inputs. What does it take to make a profit in this corn market today?
Well, in the corn market, you know, last year we had break-evens across our company around $4.40 a bushel for the 2011 crop. This year, our average is coming in right at $5.20, so they're up about 80 cents. With a new crop market starting out around 568 or so, 570 for a base price, we have a shrinking margin this year. And I think what farmers are going to have to do is sell their grain in a shrinking margin time frame, which they haven't been wanting to do in the last couple of years because they haven't had to do that. And they're going to have to make decisions to accept a smaller margin and try to get that margin increased through crop insurance and through increased production, dropping that break even down, and some of those other strategies that we'll have to add to it.
Let's talk about what some of the inputs are and what are the most responsible for the shrinking margin.
Well, I'd say the biggest ones are probably, fertilizer is up, obviously. Land costs are higher because of what's happened the last couple of years with commodity prices. And you're just seeing that our base price isn't $6.01 or more, it's only $5.70. So as you look at that, you've had an increase in inputs and a decrease in the amount of revenue we can get, and therefore now we're at a 50-cent margin here.
What's putting pressure on the corn market?
Well, I think it's the acres and the good weather are adding to that. You know, if you look out west with La Nina and you look at what's happening with the amount of corn on corn and the success of that in the western Corn Belt, we see North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota, Nebraska planting more corn. And if we have an early spring and a great open planting window for weather, I think we could get as much as 95, 96 million acres.
Essentially, there's a lot of debate left before we're left with a farm bill, but let's talk about what this could do to agriculture in general.
Well, I don't know how they'll deal with this, but I think the direct payment is probably something that will be gone. There's been a lot of talk around that. People are concerned about the insurance side of things, but I think the government really wants to keep the insurance. It's a great put option for farmers. They've come with a trend adjusted yield this year, giving farmers an opportunity to catch up on what their yield base has been. And so I look for the farm bill to have less payments in it that don't attach to anything, but certainly subsidies that are involved in protecting the farmers' risks, such as insurance.